Here at DQ University near Davis, California, a handful of Indian leaders gathered for a three-day conference to deal with what they consider a very serious threat. In the main hall, 20 gaily attired musicians and dancers perform for a crowd of 100. But the real purpose of the gathering is embodied in a small meeting in an adjoining room, where a dozen men decide what action to take against the threat of federalism, President Reagan's program of federal budget cuts. Indian rights activist Dennis Banks is chancellor of DQU.
Reagan's new federalism program is certainly an attack against the Indian community, not only here at DQ University, but all across the country. He's closing 44 Indian schools. He's closing Indian clinics. He's shutting down Indian housing projects, which are all linked to the treaty obligations that we have in this country. So we view Reagan's attack certainly as a genocidal in nature. So that's why we're meeting. That's the main purpose, is to organize and to develop the strategy to halt and to reverse and eventually dump Ronald Reagan.
The plan calls for a tribunal of Indian leaders to hold hearings in Washington to determine whether Reagan's new policies are an impeachable offense. But Banks holds little doubt about the outcome.
We already know that we have overwhelming evidence that the acts will cause great harm to our people. And so I believe that the final decision will be a full indictment against Ronald Reagan and call for the congressional impeachment of a sitting president.
Of course, the tribunal's decision would have little impact on its own, but Banks hopes their efforts will snowball.
I believe that this will have a domino effect and that it will push other people to in that direction. The only recourse that we have is to call on other groups, community groups, national groups, to demand resolution.
Should they fail in their efforts to stop federalism, Dennis Banks, his teachers and students could lose the land under DQ University, land once used by the U.S. Army. When the Army moved out, the land lay empty, and it seemed unnatural for a school catering to Native American culture and history. But the University of California at Davis, 6 miles down the road, also wanted the land, and very nearly got it.
On the eve of the 1970 elections, in this district, Ronald Reagan, then governor, teamed up with Senator George Murphy to announce that the land was to be given to the University of California, Davis. Davis, of course, UC Davis lobbied heavily with George Murphy to get the land. Once the Native Americans found out about it, the occupation, the physical occupation that's coming over the fences began. And a federal judge within 72 hours intervened and prevented the transfer of the property to UC Davis and instead held it in court.
DQU won the battle and the land, and now 12 years later, there's a kind of defiant pride students take in their campus.
I have seen people that have never been here before. And the school been here 10 years, and now people are showing up that's been here. It's a good feeling. Makes me feel good.
Feel like you're in on the ground floor of something big?
Always was, since day one, since we took it over. It was a dream that is fulfilled. That's why we don't like seeing it going down. That's why we will fight for it.
DQ University student Elmira White. From Davis, I'm Mark Jones.